Welcome to the Human and Technology Podcast. This podcast is for anyone who develops, distributes, or uses technology. For all those who always have the feeling that technology overwhelms or dominates them. For everyone who wants to know how to deal with technology in everyday life. For anyone who wants to understand what technology does to us and how we can get our lives back. This podcast is for those who want to make technology sexy. All the product developers, designers, UX, UI professionals, product managers, CTOs, and CEOs. And it is for you. My name is Dr. Peter Ryska. My friends call me Dr. Peter. I am your host, and I am happy that you are here. A few weeks ago, I heard a podcast episode of one of the leading German economy magazines, and they were talking about luxury. And you know me, my podcast, my UX, my technology brain is always working. And I started thinking about what can I do with the concept of luxury in my context, in the context I'm thinking, I'm acting. And so I decided to make an episode here for you, which is the triangle of luxury, technology, and user experience. So the three of them will be in the core of this episode. And so I will run through these and make an analysis. And I will also give you a couple of design rules on how to design luxury, the feeling of luxury, into digital solutions, into technology. First of all, luxury, what does it mean? Traditionally, luxury describes the possession of experiences, or the experience of something beyond necessity. Something beyond necessity. Goods you own, services, moments marked by exclusivity, by scarcity, symbolic values. It has always been reflected both personal and cultural ideas of wealth, of status, qualities of life. So for a long time, luxury was always tangible. It manifested in ownership and exclusivity. Things like expensive cars, rare watches, tailor-made suits, houses in privileged locations, travels to exotic locations. So luxury was visible, was measurable, and directly linked to social status. Whoever could afford certain things or services was at the top. But luxury has never been static. It's always dynamic, and it is always a mirror of its time, an expression of values, possibilities, and social aspirations. Like every mirror, it reflects. The reflections keeps changing. It reflects just what is, and maybe it strengthens it. Today, we see a new understanding of luxury is emerging alongside the traditional, the material one. We are witnessing the rise of a second immaterial form of modern experiential luxury. So this kind of luxury cannot be purchased. It must be felt. It reveals itself in time, in tranquility, in freedom, in meaning, in the feeling of being understood without having explained yourself. And simplicity instead of excess, and clarity and emotional resonance instead of glitter and noise. I heard the statement from a keynote speaker, and he said, in the earlier times, luxury meant it is so expensive that nobody else can afford it. Today, Luxury means it's so exclusive, it is so tailored, so specialized that nobody else understands it. Yeah, that's the shift that we have from not being able to buy it to not being able to understand it. Physical luxury appeals to the intellect and the status. Non-physical luxury touches emotions and our deeper inner self. The focus has shifted from having to being, from objects to experience. And luxury has become all about excess, curation, and about time itself. It is a perfectly orchestrated journey, a bespoke service, a quiet moment in an overstimulated world. The selfie culture, as an example, has become the backbone of our digital logosphere, a place where status, attention, and identity are built through images. Digital platforms have democratized luxury, but they have also flattened it. What once was exclusive is now shared, filtered, and like. The expensive handbag on Instagram no longer signals real exclusivity. It's just another move in an endless game of comparison and display. Against this backdrop, a new counter movement is taking shape. This is what I call quiet luxury. Luxury that whispers instead of shouting, that aims not to impress, but to endure, to satisfy, to grab your heart and your soul. It's the difference between Dubai and wearing an expensive cashmere pullover, between the golden skyline and the fine fabric you feel only on your skin. So, as an old saying goes, wearing fur on the inside. I don't know how popular this one is in English cultures, but in German-speaking cultures, wearing the fur on the inside basically means you have a lot of money, you have a lot of luxury, you feel it, it's for you, but the rest of the world should not be interested in that. It's not to impress anyone, but it's to please me. The shift from the old style physical luxury to the new style emotional luxury is an aesthetic trend. It's a cultural sign. Luxury is no longer what everyone else can see, but it's what you can feel. And today, in an age of digital overload and constant technological availability, the meaning of luxury is transforming once again. Luxury is no longer loud or shiny or excessive. It's becoming quite minimal and profoundly human. Luxury is the feeling of being understood, the freedom of not having to explain to yourself, the absence of friction. And with this new definition, there within this definition, there lies the key to connecting luxury, technology, and user experience. And so I will rely on this definition of luxury, this quiet luxury, being understood, no need to explain, freedom, absence of friction. Because true luxury begins in the moment technology feels to disappear, and only the experience remains. Technology once existed to make things faster, more powerful, more efficient. But speed and performance alone are no longer defining the progress. And definitely, they are not defining the luxury in the digital world. In the modern sense, luxury isn't so much more about technology. It's about better technology. It's about technology that adapts rather than dominates, that understands rather than overwhelms. Luxury is born when technology doesn't create work for us, but ease. When it doesn't show off its brilliance, but simply enables experiences. An example, think of a car that senses your mood and adjusts the lighting, the sound accordingly, or an interface that steps back when you need calm and becomes present when you need support. A digital system that respects your attention instead of exploiting it. That is the new language of luxury and digital luxury specifically. No volume, no spectacle, but intuition and the imagination of empathy. And this is where user experience takes the center stage. UX is invisible. The UX is the invisible bridge between the human and the machine, between what technology can do and what it does to us. It is the bridge between what technology can do and what it actually does to us. In a world where products are becoming more and more similar, experiences become the ultimate differentiator. Hardware no longer defines luxury. The feeling, the emotions that the user has, that you have, that defines luxury. The feeling that technology fits so seamlessly into our lives that it feels natural, respectful, and effortless. Sorry, and to reach that, I have defined 4 design principles of modern user experiences that allow quiet luxury and not like a task. Once, good systems were all documented. Today, good systems need no documentation. Intuition over instruction means that function reveals itself through form, context, timing, and not through pop-ups, tutorials, or manuals. One more example out of the automotive world. When I approach my car, it recognizes me. The light turns on softly, the door unlocks, the seat adjusts, and that's not a technical demonstration. It is a gesture, a silent dialogue between human machine, between driver and car. And in this moment, I don't feel managed, I feel understood. And this is not about efficiency, this is about appreciation. Intuitive systems treat humans not as users, but as counterparts. As I want to avoid the term partner here, because that would mean that it is something like it equals. But at the end of the day, yes, somehow, some kind of partner. They reduce cognitive load, build trust, create emotional closeness. And that, at the very end of the day, is the essence of modern luxury. For designers, this means don't explain, sense. Don't lead, follow. Don't impress, integrate. Intuitive user experience is the art of anticipating human expectation without patronizing it. It makes technology feel just right. Not too much, not too little, not too late. And that feeling of being perfectly understood, that is the new premium experience. Design rule number 2. Reduction over overload. The real sense of premium lies in the space between the signals, in the quiet. Reduction is not only absence, it's respect for human attention. We live in a world that never sleeps. Screens, notifications, animations, data, everything competes for our focus. The louder technology gets, the quieter we become. Modern luxury, quiet luxury design follows a different principle, the reduction instead of overstimulation. Value doesn't come from abundance, but from the absence of the unnecessary. Rejection isn't sacrifice, it's curation. It's all about distilling information, functions, and impressions down to what truly matters. A cluttered interface might demonstrate competence, but it doesn't communicate confidence. Real confidence lives in clarity, calm, and focus, where there's room for perception, interpretation, and emotion. Nowhere is this clearer than in our car interiors. The best cockpits aren't fireworks of displays. They are harmonious spaces of light, sound, animations, movements, environments that let you breathe. Reduction takes courage. The courage to remove and the trust that silence speaks louder than words. In UX, reduction is the antidote to information inflation. A minimalist interface that shows only what's relevant right now offers the greatest luxury of all, mental relief. In a world that demands constant engagement, less has become the ultimate sign of respect. And respect for time, attention, perception is the new measure of excellence. Design rule number 3, trust over control. Traditional technology demanded control. The human commanded, the machine obeyed. But the smarter technology becomes, the less we can, or even should, control every detail. We cannot control every detail in an artificial intelligence algorithm. And that at the very end leaves us with one single essential question. Do I trust it? In today's world, luxury is no longer total control. It's the quiet confidence that all things will work without constant supervision. This sentence for me is very important. In today's world, luxury is no longer total control. It is the quiet confidence that things will work without constant supervision. That arises when systems behave reliably, predictably, discreetly. When they make decisions that feel right, even if I can't fully trace their logic. Imagine a driver assistance system that supports you gently instead of taking over. A voice interface that truly understands your intent rather than drowning you in options. Please select one of the following 5 options. No, it's an interface that simply says, I got you, relax. That's digital trust. And it has become the most precious form of luxury in the digital world. Because trust saves mental energy. It replaces monitoring with calm. It creates space for focus, creativity, and emotional presence. Technology we trust becomes part of our mental ecosystem. It stops being a tool and becomes a companion, a quiet partner that acts without intruding. For designers and engineers, this means consistency matters more than perfection. In my lectures, I always say, make it consistent. And if you take the second best solution, but make this consistent, it's still better than the best solution in some contexts and the second best solution in some other contexts. Yeah, so consistency. That matters more than perfection. Honesty is worth more than brilliance. And predictability is the new currency of trust. A system that earns trust might not dazzle, but it feels right. And the feeling of being able to lean back and let go, That is probably one of the greatest luxuries of all today. Design principle number four, sensuality over show effect. Luxury speaks to senses, not just the eyes. Material, sound, light, texture, all forms of subtle language between human and machine, a touch tone, a movement that can say far more than any menu. Show effects deliver quick rewards. They impress, but they rarely move us. They grab attention, but they don't hold it. Sensuality, by contrast, is the quiet, lasting form of experience. It appeals not to one sense, but to all of them. Touch, hearing, sight, maybe even rhythm, temperature, complete multimodal experience. In a world of digital surfaces, sensuality is the counterweight to abstraction. It makes technology physical again. Think of the reassurance of click of a well-crafted switch. The warm hum of an electric motor that reminds you of the wind. A light that dims softly instead of snapping off. And these are not minor details. They are, as I see it, the emotional grammar of an HMI, of a human-machine interface, of a user interface that represents digital quiet luxury. Luxury happens when technology doesn't just function, but resonates like a perfectly tuned instrument. When every single element, every movement, sound, the timing, forms a coherent melody. That's when technology is no longer consumed, it is felt. Sensual design demands discipline and empathy. Discipline to shape every detail as if it was the only one. And empathy to understand what people, what users, what humans truly perceive. Because people don't remember data or features. They remember feelings. They remember the soft glow of a light that made them feel safe. The texture that felt right without knowing why. That sensuality over show effect. No, not the spectacle of the visible, but the magic of the perceptible. And this brings us back to the essence of modern luxury. Intuition, reduction, trust, and sensuality are not add-ons. They are form of the ethics of human experience design. They turn technology into culture and luxury into something that remains when all superficiality fades. So those were the four rules of design to create digital luxury. Intuition over instruction, reduction over overload, trust over control, and sensuality over show effect. How can we create that? Quiet luxury means elegance through simplicity, presence through restraint, and emotions through silence. It is the digital equivalent of wearing fur on the inside, as I said it earlier. A form of luxury that doesn't need to be seen to be real. It's designed as a gesture of respect. Technology that whispers instead of shouts. It's a relationship built on calm and confidence rather than control. Quiet luxury at its heart is not the absence of ambition. It's the maturity to know when enough is enough. And that may well be the purest form of progress technology can offer. Luxury used to be the stage of the visible objects, places, and services that marked exclusivity. Today, that stage has moved inward. In a world of constant supply of information, options, stimulation, luxury has become a cultural act of silence. It frees the mind, respects attention, and restores human sovereignty. Technology is no longer just a prop on that stage. It has become a co-creator of experience. It shapes what we perceive as premium, not through spectacle, but through attitude. The principles of intuition, reduction, trust, and sensuality together form an ethics of design that place the human not before the machine, not in front of the machine, but within a relationship. And UX, in the sense, becomes the strategy of identity, not a layer of polish. Brands and products that understand this don't compete on features. They compete on feel. And feel can hardly be copied. Between digital showmanship and quiet excellence, a cultural direction is taking shape. The selfie-driven logosphere collects views. The quiet luxury collects connections. Wearing far on the inside is more than a metaphor. It is a promise. The most meaningful experiences happen when no one applauds, but everything aligns. And here again are four rules how to achieve this. Number one, less surfaces, more orchestration. For the past two decades, digital design has defined itself through surfaces, displays, buttons, menus, rotary push devices, gesture control. Interaction meant usually touch. But the more screens we added, the clearer it became, more interfaces don't equal more control. They often mean just more complexity. The next step isn't just another display, it is orchestration. So the claim, less surfaces, more orchestration, means that technology should be effective, not visible. Not every function needs a button, not every state needs a signal. A system should understand context, intent, and role, and respond fluidly across devices and modalities. Take, again, the car as an example. When I enter, I shouldn't have to decide which screen shows which data. The car already knows that I'm driving, not working, not watching. It dims the irrelevant, highlights the essential, and adapts lighting, sound, and depth automatically. That's orchestration. The harmonious choreography of light, sound, gesture, and context. A multimodal orchestra that creates emotions. User experience shifts from shaping single elements, single components, to shaping relationships between them. So designers become more conductors than decorators. And this is where luxury begins, when technology organizes itself. And I, as a human, as a user, can simply be. This is the evolution from user experience to user experience ecology, a system that convinces me not through even more screens, but through the feeling that everything flows together. Number two, from user interface to relationship. The classic interface has always been a tool, command and response. But that era is ending in a world where technology is omnipresent, present, ubiquitous, adaptive and autonomous. The interface must become something else. The foundation of a relationship. Interaction turns into communication. Usage becomes cooperation. Products begin to accompany us, not to serve us. They recognize patterns, moods, preferences, context, and they behave accordingly. Design shifts from how we operate systems to how systems relate to us. A good interface no longer guides us through menus. It guides us through moments, through emotions. A good system does not react to clicks, but to humans. And this new relational user experience rests on three human principles. Empathy. In this case, of course, faked empathy, because empathy can only be felt by humans, but I don't have a good term for this one on the technological side. So let's use it. Empathy. Technology senses needs and emotions without exploiting them. Integrity. Systems remain predictable and transparent. And balance. In a true relationship, leadership alternates. In the automotive world, this becomes tangible. A vehicle that doesn't just assist, but understands when you are stressed, when you need calm, or when you seek engagement. That is not a co-driver, that's a companion. The real luxury isn't that technology answers, it is that it knows when silence is the better answer. User experience evolves into relationship design. The human no longer stands in front of the system, but within it, emotionally, situationally, trustfully. Number three, the materiality of software. Software has long been considered immaterial, pure logic, code, extraction. But nothing we experience is ever truly immaterial. We perceive digital worlds through our senses, through sound, light, movement, rhythm, even temperature. Meaning that when we talk about an HMI, computer HMI and HMI in a vehicle, this one is a analog-digital-digital-analog translator. Digital data, software, is not visible to us. We cannot experience it, we cannot see it, we cannot feel it. We can see and feel it through the input devices and output devices we have. And these are the translators between the digital world, the software world on one side, and the analog world, the human side on the other, the human world on the other side. And to understand this, the idea of giving software a texture, a kind of digital materiality, is a concept that will create digital luxury. So how does a system sound when it reacts? How does it move when it responds? How does it feel when it engages us, maybe even without active touches? In the physical world, materiality becomes from, I don't know, wood, glass, metal. In the digital realm, it emerges through motion, tone, and light. A gentle animation communicates softness. A deep, warm click conveys precision and trust. A dimmed light fosters calm and focus. The sensory micro details are not decoration. They are the emotional grammar of interaction, a language that needs no words. Luxury happens when this language is harmonious, when the code feels crafted. That's digital craftsmanship, the art of making software feel exquisite, not by power, but by sensitivity. Because people don't believe in algorithms, they believe in impressions. And impressions are always physical. They need to be, because we are analog beings, we are human. User experience becomes a form of digital handcraft, a choreography of time, movement, and resonance, an orchestration that doesn't just address humans, it touches humans. And rule number four, measured through ease. For decades, progress was measured in performance. More speed, more features, more connectivity, more wow. But these metrics tell only maybe half the story. Today, the real question is not what technology can do, but what it takes away from us and what it gives us back. Luxury in the digital age is not about variety. It is about relief. A system that filters, anticipates, and assists creates mental clarity, the rarest luxury of them all. Our bottleneck is no longer information, it's attention. Every interaction consumes cognitive energy. In a complex world, every moment of ease becomes precious. The new measures of success is not engagement, it's effortlessness. When people need fewer clicks, fewer thoughts, fewer doubts, that's world-class user experience. That's where luxury happens. Ease can be cognitive, clear structures, predictable behavior, emotional, empathy, come off instead of control and noise, or physical, adaptive input, meaningful automation, contextual assistance. Together, all these create what I call technological lightness, or quiet luxury, a state where the system works so naturally that the technology disappears and only the experience remains. That's the new ROI, return on investment of UX in the luxury space. Not to capture attention, but to return it. Not to sell functions, but to give back freedom. Luxury today means I don't have to do anything. And yet everything important happens. And this is not passivity. This is a sovereignty through trust in technology. A rhythm where human and machine move together, calm, precise, and natural. So far on the triangle of luxury, user experience, and technology. Modern luxury is mental sovereignty. It is technology that doesn't try to impress, but it helps us to live better, intuitively, calmly, sensually. When we design this way, technology doesn't vanish, it becomes natural. And right there, quietly and effortless, true luxury begins. That's it for today. Thank you for spending time with me. I hope you were able to take something with you and do something for yourself that will be forever. For an ongoing exchange, you will find me on LinkedIn and on my websites, peter-rusker.com and beyond-hmi.de. Write me an email on the podcast at beyond-hmi.de. Tune in next time, take care, and stay healthy.